as a vet, how do you evaluate saddle fit, and what are some obvious signs that the saddle is causing the horse's problems?
Yeah, well, saddle fit can sometimes be a challenge. It depends on if you're dealing with more English saddles or more Western saddles. But in general, my analogy that I use is that the saddle is like a shoe, and the pads that you're applying would be like the socks that you're putting on the horse's back or the foot. And what I usually do for the first time that I look at the horses, I put the saddle on the back without any pads. And then what I'm looking for is clearance up around the tree and also clearance over the shoulder blades to make sure that there's nice fit there. I would also slide my hand up underneath the seat in the seat region to make sure that there's not bridging, that there's nice uniform contact with the panels all along the horse's back, because that's the function of the saddle, is to spread your weight over as big an area on the horse's back as possible so there's not any peak pressures. And then I would rock the saddle back and forth and side to side and see how stable it is on the horse's back. But I think the most common thing that we see most of the time is that the trees may be too narrow or setting down on top of the withers too tight in the front. And then with the added weight on there, then we can cause some back pain that way. So those are some of the approaches that I would use to just check general saddle fit. And then with that, then I would put the pads on and see what they look like. And again, I think the problem sometimes with saddle fitting and for horses with back pain, some owners may say, well, if I put two pads on there, then that's going to give more cushion. But again, the analogy would be as if I put two socks in a poor fitting pair of shoes, then two socks may not be the best thing to help me out with those that. And so consequently, you need to kind of be careful with adding extra pads for saddles that may not be fitting appropriately.
Yeah, because those extra pads can just make the saddle even tighter if the saddle's too tight, right?
They can, yeah. Sometimes it helps, but sometimes it can also harm. Because as you know, the horses change their body weight during the year, and sometimes in the springtime, you know, they're a little bit chunkier, and at the end, you know, after being worked and things like that, they start thinning out, and you may need to add some shims or half pads or something as they go through that. But it's a process that, you know, once a month you come back and just check and make sure the horse is doing okay with the saddle fit, because you're not causing problems there.